The village of Bilayn lies just 2.5 miles east of the Green Line, which marked the boundary between Israel and the Palestinian territories before the Israeli invasion in 1967. In 2004, Israel began construction on a massive separation wall cutting into territory in Bilayn. The wall divides Israel and the West Bank and also cuts through the West Bank. Residents began weekly protests in opposition to the construction and formed the Bilayn Popular Committee against the wall.
And this is what happened really now in our villages around the world, that they started to confiscate the land by security reason or close military area. Then we find they start to build a new settlements, colonies on our land.
Video screened at the talk highlighted the diversity of Bilayn's protest movement tactics, which have made the village famous in the Arab world. Villagers protested creatively by chaining themselves up or dressing up as Mahatma Gandhi and the fictional indigenous Navi people from the movie Avatar. Burnett spoke about his own personal experiences under occupation and how these led him to devote himself to a life of activism. He has been arrested by the Israeli forces 15 times. At age 17, he was arrested and forced to sign a confession written in Hebrew.
We have a military court that believes the soldiers, not the people. I've been arrested at middle of the night, but they charged me throwing stones. Because there was a soldier in the court, they said that I was throwing stones.
Burnett says that Western journalists often fail to report on the violent tactics employed against the Palestinians.
We have 1,300 people was injured in the demonstration in Bilayn, and many of them in serious injury. We have two of our friends, they lost their eyes from Japan. They was just taking photos in the demonstration. We have about 20 people in the village, in Bilayn village, that they lost some of their body by this tear gas and rubber coat steel bullet.
Burnett's tour was almost canceled due to legal restrictions placed by the U.S. and Jordan. He was initially denied permission from Jordan to board his flight. After a week of continued protests, he was allowed to fly to Detroit. During his stopover in Frankfurt, he was detained by U.S. agents and interrogated for several hours. Burnett said that the U.S. is equally complicit in the occupation.
This country is part of the occupation. They have their weapons from this country. The companies who destroyed our olive trees, it's American companies. $3.5 billion a year, it goes to Israeli's army, and everyone know what they're doing by this money. Also in the political things that we find every time that the American support Israeli's occupation by the political things, by veto against the Palestinian. So it's the same. It's the same country.
The film was produced by Iyad Burnett's brother, Imad. Burnett said that he hoped the film would increase awareness about the nonviolent resistance movement in Palestine.
So we hope that this movie will be win the Oscar to give more people here, especially in the United States, to see this movie, to see the life of the Palestinian, the real life of the Palestinian, not what the Israeli propaganda show in their media here in the United States.
Burnett's tour will continue into February. In the coming days, he will give a series of talks in Washington, D.C. before returning to Bilayn. For WMNF News, I'm Ella Wind in Tampa.